Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Les Bridge and his owner of Classique legend Bonho and Carmel Size, they're so excited, I would say, about having a runner in a $14 million race. Les has been around racing for, just over 50 years, but have you ever seen anything like this going into a race?
No, it certainly created a tremendous amount of interest. I always thought the Melbourne Cup was the pinnacle, but this is getting up there with it.
This horse, Les, how's he come on since his second up run?
Ronnie, everything's gone perfect for him. Not often that happens, but had two barrier trials, two runs, galloped well on Tuesday, spot on.
You seem to think, you know, we all were thinking he's just a pure sprinter, but you seem to think he might even get better when you step him up to the 14-15.
Well, his mother's a full sister to Racing to Win, and he won a Doncaster and Epsom. So he's bred to run a mile, and he's such a lovely, relaxed horse. Yeah, I'd be really surprised if he didn't get a good mile eventually.
Yeah. You said that he's a nice, relaxed horse. That's the way he comes across. So he's a gentle giant at home as well?
Yeah, he's a terrific natured horse. Ronnie, nearly all good horses. Even with the right temperament, they don't make it at this level.
And it will be important today, Les. He's not only got to deal with the race, but just the theatre of the horse. There'll be thousands of people here today. It is going to be a high-pressure sort of 25 minutes, isn't it?
That won't worry him.
No, he'll worry me.
Won't worry you. No, but that's why I asked you, because talking with Carmel and yourself, he's just such a relaxed horse.
Yeah, the bottom line is that I'm old-fashioned, you know. I just worry, is he seasoned enough when things get tough, you know? That's the only thing. I think he'll run a great race, but if I had a doubt, that'd be it.
You think in 12 months he could be back again, a more seasoned horse?
Well, 6 months, you know. Just with this preparation under him.
Yep. No, we saw him the other day. Yeah, we saw him the other day. I mean, once he got to squeeze that run between Red Zell and Parada, you could see that he was really putting everything into it, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, if he wins that last race, he's probably on the fourth line of betting, and now, he's $18 or something, so I can't work that one out.
No. I think there's horses there at double figure odds that would normally be close to favourite. I think that tells us just what a race it is, Les.
It's just the depth in the field's extraordinary, really, when you have a look at their form.
And Bonho, the owner from Hong Kong, I think he's been in for most of the week, Les. I tried to get him on radio and he said, I'll do it after Saturday. But he's obviously taken a grip of this race.
It's hard not to, Andrew. I've been in the game a long while, and it's just created a terrific atmosphere.
It has. Well, mate, the stable should be very proud with a horse like this. We'll wait and see what unfolds, but you've got a horse in a big race, and you never know what he can produce like today. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Les.
Thank you.